When Jesus is asked about prayer, he says to call God our Father, to speak with him like a family, because he is our Father in heaven. And like our Father in heaven, wants to help and protect us. It seems a strange request, Lord, teach us to pray, because Jews pray every day since childhood. Why would they ask him now to teach them to pray? The meaning of it seems to be this. They were asking him for a unique prayer, for a special prayer as his disciples. In answer to the request, Jesus taught them the Our Father. This makes it very special. It is not just any prayer. It's a very special Christian prayer. We are totally identified with him. We are indeed his disciples. It is amazing the relationship between Jesus and God. His completely trust and love to call God simply Father. But sadly for many of us humans, that relationship is not easy. When I was a child and I was taking my classes to receive my first communion, my catechist told us about the Our Father. He was teaching us how to pray the Our Father. But when he compared God, our Father, with our Father on earth, that was a complete shock to me, because he told us something that I'm telling you. God is your Father and loves you as your Father on earth takes care of you and loves you. But I say myself, wait a minute, that not happened in my home. My Father, I felt, that don't love me, that he doesn't take care of me. We are always fighting against him. We had many problems in our family. Sadly, my father was a very Mexican macho, my mother very submissive, so we have conflicts in home every day. That concept of our Father in heaven with my father in home was a very, very shock in my head. So I cannot understand that comparison between Father in heaven and Father on earth. Even though I forgot to pray the Our Father, and my frustration was so big that I became stutter, like a pork in the cartoons. I couldn't speak the words very well because the trauma was very, very hard for me. Since 7 years old, I had many problems, many situations with my father. We were 12 in my family, and I was the only one who protested when my father did something wrong. I remember my older brothers always told me, you have to be quiet because he is our father. You have to respect him because he is our father. But I always told him he has to respect me because I am his son. If my father wants respect, he has to respect us first. But my older brothers, educated in a very different way, he always told me, no, you have to respect him first. So all my childhood, my youth, was a very, very bad situation with my father. Although the gospel continues, what father would give you a snake to a child asking for food? None, nor would our heavenly Father. If an earthly father cares for and supports his family, how much more will our heavenly Father? And that was also one of my problems, because my father, even though all the problems we had with him, he always take care of us. We eat at home 3 times per day. We have clothes, shoes, we went to the school. Many of my brothers and sisters, including me, went to the university. And even though my father has a not very good relationship with us, he always provides food for us. I remember he had an auto parts, and also he sold cars. He buy cars and then sell these cars, new and used cars. And I remember that many times he take us to the place where he has all these used cars to put us to work. I remember one day I was cleaning something with a car with petroleum, because he buy petroleum to clean these things. And I remember the thing fall down from my hands, and the petroleum split my head and my eyes. I screamed out and I was crying, and my father immediately ran to me and hugged me, and he took his how do you call this one? I don't remember. he take this from his pants and hugged me and start cleaning my eyes like this, very, very careful. And I say, why my father did that? Because he doesn't love me. But in fact, he loved me a lot. But sadly, he never expressed that to me. He never tell me that he loves me, and I never tell him that I love him. I remember he prays every day. Every day. And that was also a really shock to me. Because even though he was very, very drunk, he wanted to pray, and he always kneeled to do his prayers before he go to bed. I saw my older brothers many times holding my father like a Christ, like this. My father kneeling and my brothers holding one arm, the other arm, because my father wants to pray kneeling. I say, why he prays every day and don't put his prayers into action? But then I went to the seminary, I finished my philosophy 3 years, and when I began my theology, I have a good conversation with my father, and finally one day we speak about all the problems that we had in the past, we give us a heart, we cry a lot, and we solve all our problems. When I say this, and I ask God many times, when I was child and youth, what, I don't have a good father like you? And maybe the answer to God for me was that we need to have three fundamental attitudes when we pray. First, humility. Second, confidence or trust. And third, perseverance. We heard just in the gospel. The guy was with humility asking for what he needs. Then he went with confidence to knock the door of his friend. And then he did with perseverance until he get it what he wants. So when I went to the seminary, I started praying with these three fundamental things. I tried to be humble before God. I was kneel, but I say, I kneel before God because I need God. I was with confidence because I know God will give me what I need. The gospel said today very clear: ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock the door and the door will be open. And then the third one, and for me the most difficult, perseverance. Because since I was a child and youth, I went to the church for confession. And I always tell the priest the same. I have problems with my father. I don't respect my father. I hate my father. And the priest only gave me a good answer, a good example to try to love my father. But when I go back home and saw my father doing the same things, all my prayers go down. So the priest told me, you have to do with perseverance. You have to be patient with your father. And finally, when I was 28 years old, and I began my theology, all my prayers and perseverance give a good fruits. So my brothers and sisters, we have to insist with God our Father, and also we have to insist with our fathers on earth. Many times, we know that parents are not perfect. They sin even when they try not to. But when we speak to them, when people give us the reasons why they act in that way, we can understand them much better. We can help them to be better. Because many times the other people don't realize they are acting in a different way. When I told my father, you don't love us, he started crying and crying a lot. And he said, I love you so much, but I don't know how to express that. So when I say, just give me a hug, just give me your blessing, this is all that you need to do. So when we speak, when we communicate what is not good in our family, we can solve all these kind of problems. And now, well, my father died already 14 years ago, but after that conversation, I could understand how God loves us as our Father on earth loves us too. So my brothers and sisters, let us continue praying for our fathers on earth, because our Father in heaven always listens what we need of him. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. And knock and the door will be opened. May God bless you.